In the data engine technologies versus Google case, there were several patents at issue, and this is an interesting case, I think, because it's a split decision. So there were four patents at issue, one of which was found ineligible under 101, and three of which mostly were found eligible. And the patents involved really the display, the graphic user interface display of a spreadsheet or spreadsheets. And the key feature that the court really focused on the most was the use of notebook-like tabs as part of the display so that a human user could navigate through the three-dimensional spreadsheets. And I've got several claims here that were at issue. Let's see, the first one, yeah, the 551, I switched these up on you. The claims I've got up on the screen are the ones that were found invalid under 101. And if you noticed, this claim from the 551 patent actually was directed to the 3D spreadsheet display, but it didn't specifically recite the notebook tabs. And this one was found invalid as too vague under 101. The fourth patent at issue involved a track changes function for spreadsheets. And the claims here from the 146 patent were the track changes claims, and the court found these ineligible under 101 too. Now, one of the things I thought which was really interesting about the data engine case was after the Core Wireless decision a few years ago, actually, I think we talked about it last year. In the Core Wireless case, this was basically a patent on a display that shrank down a menu of applications. So, for example, on a wearable watch, you might get a menu that just lists things, and then you can just tap on the particular application in a shrunk-down GUI format. And the court found that that was patent eligible in the Core Wireless case. And so here in the data engine case, the court goes back to that and says, look, if it's a good graphic user interface, why not? And the fun part of the data engine case, the really fun part I thought, was when the court talked about how the 3D spreadsheet display that used tabs, so you could click on a tab and find the spreadsheet corresponding to that tab. I see Janice has a tab here, a little blue tab in her notebook. The court found that display using the tabs improved the computer functionality. So how did the use of tabs on a display improve computer functionality? It made it easier for humans to use the computer. So if you're having trouble figuring out how to argue that your invention improves computer functionality, all I can say is there are plenty of creative ways out there. Let's see, I wanted to go to the SRI International case. This one involved what I think of as a computer network architecture case. Again, a couple years ago, we talked about the Bascom case that came out of the Northern District, where Judge Lynn had held, in the district court, Judge Lynn had held the patent invalid under 101. It went up on appeal. The Court of Appeals said, no, Judge Lynn got it wrong. This one is eligible under 101, and here's why. And the Bascom case involved a certain network architecture to do content filtering, which again doesn't seem like it's going to improve the functionality of the computer itself, but it survived in the Bascom case. And here in the SRI case, you had a claim that dealt with the use of certain distributed monitoring software throughout a computer network to look, it's basically intrusion detection. By monitoring different parts of the network at the same time, looking for different things. And The court said this was not directed to an abstract idea, so this one passed muster under step one. Judge Lurie dissented. If I remember right in this one, he said, this is just like the other one. Why are we allowing this? If you look at the judge's scorecard at the end of our presentation, you'll see that Judge Lurie has rarely found in his cases that the patent should be eligible.